This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
It was okay to get a bagel, but if you had cream cheese on it, that was a violation of NCAA rules. Now you can have a bagel with cream cheese, but if you put an egg on it, that's a violation of NCAA rules.
Joe Nocera has been collecting stories about the governing body of college sports for the last 4 years.
So much of the NCAA's propaganda is about how education comes first, and yet the reality is much, much harsher and much more exemplified by Andrew Jolly's story.
Joe Nocera and Ben Strauss tell former Hampton College football player Andrew Jolly's story in their new book, Indentured, the inside story of the rebellion against the NCAA.
He was a star high school player, and he gets a scholarship to go to Hampton, which is an historically black college. And even before he signs his scholarship agreement, he plays in some summer practices, and he tears his Achilles tendon. He has no scholarship, so his mother cobbles together money so he can go to school as a freshman, and then he comes back as a sophomore. This time he has a scholarship, a one-year scholarship. He gets hurt again. This time it's really bad. He tears his ACL and his PCL in his right knee, and he suffers damage to his peroneal nerve. He's done as a football player. So he gets his second year because they can't withdraw a scholarship to a player during the year that he gets hurt. But Hampton basically abandons him. They get a new coach. And this often happens, by the way. They get a new coach, and the new coach says, I'm not interested in you. You're done. And he doesn't have the money to go back to school. He's a smart guy. He's been on the dean's list. He's interested in art and other subjects. And shamefully, he has to leave school. And he says, I wonder what if about school. I'm not stupid. I could have a degree of some kind, and that's what hurts. That's what they took away from me.
It almost sounds as if the villain in this story is Hampton College. Could the NCAA have done something for Andrew Jolly?
The NCAA will never intervene on behalf of a player if the university doesn't want him to. What could have easily happened is that Hampton could have petitioned the NCAA for the player to get a medical scholarship, and the NCAA probably would have granted that. And that meant that that Jolly could have stayed in school, and Hampton would have been able to replace his scholarship. That's actually not that uncommon. The only time the NCAA intervenes is when they think there's a recruiting violation or some student athlete, I hate that phrase, that they want to punish. It's one of the things that's offensive about the system.
All right, let's move on to the story of John Rock, who was a quarterback for Gardner-Webb University just a few years ago.
He's in his sophomore year, and he's the quarterback. He has a one-year scholarship. And guess what? He wants an education. So part of what getting an education means quite often in America and at universities is to get an internship. And he goes off to Raleigh in North Carolina to do it. It's a political internship. And his school, Gardner-Webb, gets a new football coach. And suddenly, everything changes. The football coach doesn't like the fact that he has an internship. He goes to the athletic director. The director basically says, not my problem. This is between you and the coach. While he's on the internship, they basically clear out his locker. So Rock has sued the NCAA, basically saying that the one-year scholarship policy is a restraint of trade, and that schools should be able, if they want, to give out four-year scholarships. The really shameful part about Rock's story is that, you know, we're going to spend the next 3 weeks watching ads where the NCAA says during the March Madness tournament, we care about their education and we want them to get an education. And education comes first. And education is the reason that our system is the way it is. And education is the reason we call them student athletes. And it's just not true.
All right, now we get to the story of Joel Bauman regarding his particular battles with the NCAA. Bauman had a head start. His father warned him about the institution when he was still in high school. Why was that?
Well, he was a wrestler, but he also was deeply interested in music. He used to do his own raps and he used to make his own music. So his father shrewdly said, if you wrestle in college, you're going to have to be careful about what else you do.
But he wasn't careful. He posted this song on YouTube in 2012.
Have you ever had a dream but were too afraid to get it? Afraid what people might think if you actually try to live it? That's the story of conformity. They tell you what the norm should be. They try and steal your dreams and then tell you to live normally.
If he had been warned, why did he post the song?
Because unlike 99.99% of the athletes, he was actually more interested in music than he was in wrestling. So he gets a scholarship, which is pretty small. I mean, it was like 10%. Junior year, he gets hurt. Somebody comes to him and asks them to write a song. He writes the song. It goes up on YouTube and iTunes. And then the wrestling team asks him if he could play it at a meet. So he says, sure. And along comes the compliance department and tells him, you know, you're going to have to remove the song. Anything you promote, it violates your status as a quote-unquote student athlete. Now, Bauman did not find this fearful. In fact, he found this thrilling because it meant that he was going to get all this publicity once the NCAA came down on him, and he was going to be perceived as the poor, beleaguered athlete being throttled by the evil NCAA, and it would be wonderful for his music career, which, by the way, is exactly what happened.
Based on these stories and the others in your book, how would you summarize the NCAA's manipulation and control of so-called student athletes?
There's no due process. It can revolve around hearsay. You don't get to confront your accuser. You often don't even know who your accuser is. Sometimes you don't even know what the charges are. There needs to be fairness in the enforcement process, which there now is not.
Joe Nocera is the co-author of Indentured, the Inside Story of the Rebellion Against the NCAA. Joe, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It was a pleasure.